I have a question for you. What does it mean when someone thinks that they are really something? Let's see here. Maybe this will help. Is this really puffy now? When someone thinks they're really something, they're really puffed up. A kid that you may play with may think they are really something, and they may show up by saying, you know what, I am the best at every single game that you can come up with. And your toys, my toys are way better than yours. Someone who thinks they are really something might even boss you everybody around. Right? It's just, that's not a good thing. And if you've ever noticed that somebody who thinks that they are really, really something, sometimes they make everybody else feel like they're nothing. Anybody ever done that to you? Like they're more important than you are? When my older kids were in high school, the saying was, well, they think they're all it in a bag of chips. And I had to ask them, what does that mean? And basically it means this, they're all puffed up, they're proud. Jesus told a very proud man and a bunch of his proud friends, those who exalt themselves, those who puff themselves up will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. God will recognize and bless them. What does it mean to be humble? That's a hard word. Happy is part of it. What does it mean to be humble? What do you think? Don't brag. Whoa, that's a good one. Is that what you were going to say? Not yet. Don't brag. Yeah, but I'm really good. I'm good at this and that. You know, my dad always said, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back. Yeah, humble is don't brag. It's to realize and to see that, well, maybe we're really not something. We're not all that in a bag of chips, but we're just blessed by God. And that's what Jesus wanted all of them to know. This guy that invited Jesus to supper was so puffed up like that, that he invited a person there just so he could be mean to him, so he could treat him like he was nothing. That's not cool, is it? Jesus took that man, and he blessed him, and he sent him away. And then he taught that, you know, you guys shouldn't do that. You should love one another. You should humble yourselves. I asked this question of the big kids last service. I'm going to ask the big kids again. Let's see if they get this one right. The early service did. They're all going, oh. Is Jesus
no.
the king of the universe?
No. Yeah.
Is Jesus the creator of all things? Yeah. Is he the savior? The kids are answering too. Is he our savior? He is. He is all it in a bag of chips. Yeah. What did he do on a cross?
No.
Oh, I know. Did he humble himself? Mm-hmm. No. He did. He humbled. He died on a cross. He's king of the universe, and yet he allowed himself to be hurt and to be killed. Yes, so that we can go to heaven. Knuckles? You guys do knuckles? Give me some knuckles. Nice job. These guys got it. Good job, big kids, too. Long distance knuckles. Nice job. He is the king of the universe. He has saved us by humbling himself. Should we pray to him? Should we thank him for saving us? Dear Lord, we humbly come before you, realizing that you are our King. You are our God. You have saved us, and we are yours. We thank you that these kids know you, that they know that. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller and stronger, help us as a church to help Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa to help them to grow bigger and stronger in the faith. We pray these things, trusting in you. In Jesus' name.